Welcome to McFly's Movie House, a weekly podcast that delves into cinema's hidden gems, celebrating forgotten classics and emerging filmmakers while fostering an inclusive film narrative. I'm your host, Marta Georgievich, and I'm excited to have you over. Hello, everybody. It is me, Marta McFly, coming at you today from a bit of a different format than most of you are used to. There's no green screen, for starters. I'm here today to announce the launch of something that's very, very exciting. It's a project that I've been working on for months, probably a year. I'm just thrilled to welcome you to McFly's Movie House, a safe and comfy little space where I'm going to be able to chat about what I love talking about most, and that's cinema. As many of you who already watch my videos online or have even read my articles know, I always feel like I have so much more to say. And especially in those videos on Instagram or on TikTok, you only get a 90-second cap. And I have a lot more to say about filmmakers, breaking down certain movies, specific film movements, etc., etc. With that, it just kind of made sense for me to start a podcast and a space where I can be as wordy as I want to be. I can dig a bit deeper for all of you that want a bit more meat and a bit more analyzing, that sort of thing. If this is your first time listening to me on any sort of platform, I want to say thank you for being here. Welcome. While I'm known as Marta McFly online, my real name is actually Marta Georgievich. I'm a movie and pop culture journalist based out of Vancouver, Canada. I've been published in both print and online in publications such as Gusher, Little White Lies, Looper / Film. The list goes on and on and on. But I've been obsessed with writing and doing these deep dives since probably high school. I landed an internship with a bunch of other students at the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, known to us here as CBC. While writing is my number one passion still, next to movies, of course, I just think that the space for film criticism and film discussions is evolving. And with that comes a need for communication and feedback. And what better way to do that than a podcast and engage with those who are listening and engage with the guests that I'm going to be having on as well. I really think that we need more podcasts that focus on older movies, film history, and I guess just the building blocks of cinema that serve as inspiration for so many filmmakers today. And in a way, I think that talking about these things is a form of film preservation. And although it may not be technical with your hands or a physical sort of preservation, it's an oral one and a way to keep these movies alive, to keep bringing a new audience to them, to excite people about them, because that's what happened to me. It's an experience that I cherish so much, and it's why I'm here today. I didn't come out of the womb screaming Jean-Luc Godard. Like, that would be insane, next level. But what started my film journey was my love for Quentin Tarantino. I was around 15 at the time, I want to say. I was watching a movie, Pulp Fiction, and my parents just decided to walk past, and they're like, hey, do you know that scene with Uma Thurman and John Travolta? That's actually inspired by Godard's Band Apart and Fellini's 8½. And I just blinked at them because I was young and I had no idea who those people were. But nevertheless, it opened up the doors for me because I adored Tarantino's movies so much. So I needed to know about those homages, those countless pastiches, all of it, all of it. That's kind of how it all started for me. So truly nothing makes me happier than getting a DM or a comment or even an email of someone telling me that they're excited about a movie that I talked about, or I helped them break down somebody else's filmography. These are the sorts of messages that I love getting, and it's almost addicting and makes me want to share even more every single day. I know that for people that do watch and listen to my movie reviews online, a lot of you have suggested I start a podcast. So I'm here and I'm doing it, and I'm finally listening to all of you. I'll be releasing new episodes every week on Mondays. And a lot of the time, you're not just going to be stuck with me. I'm going to be bringing on regular guests. Sometimes they'll be my friends in the movie content creation space who are very knowledgeable. Some of them will be familiar faces as well, I'm sure. While other times, maybe I'll bring in some folks in the industry themselves, be it emerging filmmakers or writers or anything to do with the topic at hand. Some days we'll maybe dive into a certain filmmaker and discuss their importance in their career. And sometimes times, I may just hit you with roundups of movies that I enjoy that are thematically connected in one way or another. But whatever it is, it's going to be a fun and relaxed space where I'll be delivering things in an easily digestible format. If you want to watch some Tarkovsky, but you find him daunting as all hell, don't worry, we're going to break him down so he's not so scary. Or are you wondering what makes Jackie Chan's physical comedy so timeless and so effective? We'll be covering that too. So it's going to be an exciting time. All this to say, I can't wait to embark on this new project and journey and take you all with me. So mark the date, April 8th. Come on over to my house, McFly's Movie House, and I'll see you all there. Bye, guys. A Capital G Media production. McFly's Movie House is produced by Ghazal El-Hayi and Carmen Fong. Our music is Chunky Monkey by Stryker Big Band. If you enjoyed today's conversation, be sure to leave a review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. If you want to go above and beyond, please be sure to share on socials. I'm Marta Georgievich, and make sure to come over every Monday to McFly's Movie House for all things cinema, film, and creative. Until then, stay safe and stay curious.